restructures at this current time. And, you know, I know from working inside of this company alongside of you that you're very passionate about role clarity, and that is very much tied to organizational structure. Both of those things really matter from my vantage point for us knowing how we work together as a team. What are you seeing? Why are the org restructures and the different things most happening more frequently now? And why does it matter? Like, what's the goal of a good restructure? What do you go for?
You know, I'd almost say that a restructure is something your business asks for. The business needs it, right? And we want to keep getting structured. Once you're beyond a startup, you need to start having organizational functions that start getting more role clarity. Otherwise, you're going to have burnout. We have a team right now that is going through major restructure, moving into a new framework of leadership that includes cross-functional leadership and role clarity with responsibilities, right? When your role has a level of responsibility, it has a level of authority, and some expectations of what you're going to be accomplishing and how that plays with all the other roles, right? So that's where we get into the functional conversation. But going back to, it's like restructure can happen because business is going up. It could happen because business is going down. It could happen just because we have new ideas to expand what we're doing, whether it's from production and marketing or on the delivery end. Restructure has a lot of why it may come forward. But if you're paying attention, which is really essential in your leadership development, is to pay attention to the health of the business. What does the business need? And the business needs a functional organization for how things are done, what we're doing, and how things get done then. And that really is the bridge in the business to your greatest asset, which is your team, how we get this done, and the talent you need, the interactive behaviors and relationships that you need. We talk about self-leadership, people showing up with optimal performance, which means optimal well-being. So they have their best thinking, their best focus and energy. And, you know, I was just thinking of this company we're working with right now. And one of the team members, he feels like the weight of the world, we're getting role clarity and hiring people as fast as we can and defining these roles as quickly as we can with the restructure. And in the meantime, he's still in that place of plugging so many holes. He's exhausted. I mean, literally, he's exhausted. And how, you know, we're like, well, what are you doing? It's like, everything. Just everything, you know? And that's like the worst case scenario that shows, no role clarity.
Yeah. So when you have that showing up in an organization or team members having that experience, it's really a symptom of something else, which is role clarity, not enough resources. By resources, in this case, I also mean team members. I also want to really highlight for anyone listening to this conversation, big Barbara-ism here is your business has needs. And
that's true.
Listen, I'm hearing the coaching of listen to what your business is telling you. And so these things that we see that are symptomatic of other things that are happening. So you're working on getting this person more members on their team and also more clarity for their part. And it's very common, I think, for in the earlier stages of entrepreneurial business, for people to feel like, well, I have my hands in all the things and I'm doing everything. I don't know. But as a business grows to the next stage and has those business needs, it does create that part of that need is the role clarity, and the role clarity gets articulated through this roadmap called the org chart, right? Because that map matters because it shows us who's responsible for what you know, we all may play parts in various things, but we want to know who's holding that responsibility, the main responsibility for certain business outcomes, because that gives us focus as we work together instead of just, I call it bumping up against each other as we're working together. It helps us to have, you know, those more easy bumps instead of difficult collisions with one another, because we have that clarity. So, but this is an evolving picture. So it's one of the things again and again to, I guess, as you're making the business assessment, maybe to connect it to what we were talking about with change, as you're making the assessment of how it's going, be sure you're listening first and foremost. So like, what's emerging that the business needs?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that organizational structure needs to follow the functionality, right? And there's times, you know, because it's how the how the work, you know, tasks move, yeah. Right? But it also is how communication needs to move. And, yes. And I, you know, we've worked with teams in the past, you know, maybe first coming to us, and they'd be like, well, here's our organizational structure, because this person talks to this person, and we have this meeting and that meeting, and it makes no sense to the actual functionality of how we need to transfer information for the best productivity and outcome, right? And so we're coming back to, you know, how listening to the business, I guess, is the best way that that's my barbarism for sure right now. And what's informing us for where the information needs to move up and down the triangle. We talk about the business as strategy on top and function in the bottom and execution in the middle, right? The information needs to move kind of in areas of functions. And then, yes, we absolutely need to build the cross-functional communication at the right points and with the right people. One of the large organizations we're working with right now has gone through the reorganizational structure. And now we're at the point of creating, we have an executive team and we have a lot of functional areas, and we're building out cross-functional teams. So we get the cross-functional team together, and it's like, oh, this person, yeah, remember, cross-functional team, we want thinking from all the specific areas, so we have perspectives in our think tank, right, in our meeting time, for problem solving, creation, new ideas, everything, right? So anyway, we're at this moment where, okay, and this person should be here too, because they have this perspective, and all of a sudden we're looking at it now this week, and we're like, there's too many people in this meeting, right? So I was like, okay, so clearly we need two layers here, and we still need to consider that the full, you know, cross-functional perspective, and what would be the difference? Where is the communication levels needed to break this down? So we're going to get that by assessing and listening into the business and how information needs to move to inform the actions that are happening that reach to our achievements. It's a process, you know, and certainly something that you have to keep coming back to each area of, you know, to really get that, you know, the role clarity. It's a process. And so there's steps to it. And that's, we're not there yet. Sometimes Jess is not there yet. And, you know, in that team right now that's going through structure, and we just have one team member who's still holding too many, you know, pots to catch the drips kind of thing. It's just like, oh no, not there yet, but let's relieve some of that pressure right away while we get that role clarity moving. And some of that is because it's a process of hiring. And that really is the gap for that company. We've got to get the defined roles enough to get the people in that needed to be added to meet the business needs for functioning together as a team.
Yeah. So let me share from a client, from a point, a different client, different point in time, when they had an updated org chart that got rolled out, and then they really saw, oh, this makes sense. This area really is a whole new area with, I can see how those people over there are carrying that outcome. And now it's clearer over here for me. And this leader loved the org chart so much, and I love what they did about this. It was kept in a place where her team always knows how to access it, because they often have questions, especially she manages a lot of contractors, and there's people within the team supervising the contractors, right? And so this map of the org chart, she keeps very handy for herself and her team, so that there's never a question of who do I go to for this, which is a very, I think, common question when the roles aren't clear and the org chart isn't solid and visible to everybody. But once you have that, it's so great, because it's like, oh no, I go to, you know, I won't go to, on our team, Tammy, who does marketing and production, I'm not going to go to her with scheduling questions, because that's Jackie's area, right? And it's great. Mm-hmm. It's more effective, it's more efficient, it helps me get better, it helps us work better together, because we know who to go to for what. So it's super valuable, and I think it's one of those things that people can feel like, oh, we're doing this big work on this right now and then it's done, and we're kind of trying to set the picture along with everything else, that you get the clarity and then you keep moving forward. And again, you go back to these same things, keep dialing in on these same things, so that as you're moving forward. And I think if you're doing that, even if it feels really uncertain, the thing I think we know from our experience of almost a decade now, you, Barbara, being in business here with Leading Edge Teams with Annie, is that these are the common things. And if you lean into operating this more this way as a team, this really does make you and your team available to catch the wave of the next innovation coming forward. Thank you for your time today, Barbara. And I guess bundle up. I hope it's not going to snow more.
Yes. Seasons change, as all the things do. Thanks for chatting today, Heather.
What's your leadership superpower? Visit leadingedgeteams.com/quiz to take our leadership assessment quiz and find out.